Crystal Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us tonight, Chris Motionless from Motionless in White. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Congrats on this brand new record that's out there. It's awesome. It's called Graveyard Shift. And let's talk about the song that you've got Jonathan Davis from Korn on. I mean, Jonathan Davis singing on a track on your new album is really like a full circle for you. How has that inspired you, like the kid who grew up loving Korn even more?
I just think it's pretty amazing just because of that, you know, like Korn being such a massive band for us and for me, and then to finally, you know, see all these years later after everything that's happened, to see him sing on one of our songs, especially, you know, I know he doesn't do it all that often, so it's inspiring that it makes us definitely feel like we're doing something right, and that, you know, we're working really hard towards a goal that it seems like we're really accomplishing. So it's just, it helps, you know, put one of those pegs in the ground along the way to just kind of make it feel like we're doing something right and going forward, carrying the same mentality is hopefully going to be a promising move, and we're just really excited to have him on the song.
Chris Motionless from Motionless in White with us on the show tonight. The new album from Motionless in White is called Graveyard Shift. Here's a tune from it. This is Soft. Full Metal Jackie, Chris Motionless with us. The new Motionless in White record is called Graveyard Shift. It's out now. And Motionless in White has gone through a multiple lineup changes since you formed the band back in high school. How has integrating new players made the band stronger and made you a better musician?
I think for us, the biggest thing with the band members, I would say there's probably two major roles that each one of them play, and that is, of course, you know, we want to find people that work well with us, and when we bring them into our camp, we need to have people that, even if maybe they, you know, like our bassist was never a bassist before he joined the band, he was a guitar player, but we really liked him as a person, and he really liked us, and he was willing to play bass for us just because we wanted him in the band because he was such a great person. And that's something that we've always had all the way down from, you know, the band to the crew, is that we want people around that are just great people, that make touring such a pleasant experience and make being in the band just such a pleasant experience. And then on top of that, I think, you know, you want to find people that the fans are really going to like. And I think I'm a believer that fans are always going to like a band over a solo artist. And I think that each guy in our band does a really good job at having like his own character and personality shine through in every moment that it can. And that gives something for fans to cling to, and they give them, you know, the ability to pick a favorite band member, which is something that I thought was cool when I was, you know, younger and listening to all these bands. Like, you know, Head was one of my favorite guitar players, and I thought that was really cool that it wasn't just Jonathan Davis from Korn. So I think that those two roles really do play such a huge factor in our touring and our career, and it's just made me better because I don't have to worry and stress about being around people that I don't like or don't get along with, and it just makes everything that much more open for people to have fun and enjoy what we're doing.
Chris Motionless, singer of Motionless in White with us on the show tonight. Still to come this evening, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Gonna hear music from Anthrax, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit coming up next, and still more to come with Chris Motionless. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Chris Motionless from Motionless in White with us tonight, talking about the new album, which is called Graveyard Shift. And the cover art for the new album came from a contest for people to submit artwork. Why are opportunities for fans to be part of the process so important to you?
I would say it's because that's where the foundation of the band was built from. You know, back in the good old MySpace days, when the band started, we were always a band that was very upfront about wanting to be involved with the fans as much as possible. And, you know, all these years later, as things progress and become busier and more overwhelming, you know, you realize that you can't be on Twitter and Facebook answering every single question and every single message anymore. So in the wake of that, I think you need to be creative and try to figure out other ways to make fans, or to get, you know, fans engaged with the making or some part of your band. And for us, it's been, you know, in the past we did I had them submit lyrics for a song that I ended up writing a song based on all their lyrics on this album. It was getting them to design the album cover. I just think that that's so important for our band because that's where we're coming from. And even if a lot of fans now weren't around for back in the earlier days where we built that foundation, I still want that to kind of be like one of the most, you know, notorious factors of our band, that that's what we do. We try to include the fans as often as possible when it makes sense and really just show them that they're, you know, they're such an integral part of this band just like we are.
Full Metal Jacket, this hour, music from The Haunted, brand new music. Also going to be hearing the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Got music from In Flames and more with Chris Motionless. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Chris Motionless from Motionless and White is on the show tonight. Graveyard Shift is a new album, and the lyrical theme of the record is work ethic and pushing yourself to new heights. What inspired and motivated you throughout the making of the album?
I definitely think that the biggest factor of whatever went into this album, all the way from the album title to most of the songs, not all of them, but many of them, it's just the fact that we look back in 2016 and we're like, wow, this is our 10-year anniversary. This is the 10th year that we've been doing this and working our asses off. And that really kind of put things into a whole new perspective for us. And we definitely looked at the band and our lives a lot differently because of that realization. So that went into a lot of the making of the album, and that we knew that, you know, it's been 10 years worth of time. We're going to take the time on this record. We're going to make this record exactly what we want. We're going to put out a record on our, or at least create a record on our 10-year anniversary that we're going to feel like we could look back and say every single, you know, minute of every day all the way up until the release of this album was worth it. And here is our best effort to show where we've come from day one till now. And that's kind of what went into the album title as well. It's just really appreciating that work ethic and just, feeling appreciative for what you have.
Full Metal Jackie with Chris Motionless, singer of Motionless and White. Gonna take a quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Beastmaker and more with Chris. Full Metal Jackie, Chris Motionless from Motionless and White with us. And we're talking about Graveyard Shift. And one of the advanced singles, Loud, was a bit different for Motionless and White. Why was it necessary for you to take chances like that with this album?
From my perspective, it's just a matter of, we've always been a band, at least, you know, the second half of our career, that's known for, you know, being very diverse and having a lot of different pieces that make what the band is as a whole. And with this song, we felt that we really wanted to do something that kind of had like this, not exactly like a punk rock feel to it, but just this kind of like rebellious punk rock anthem. And for us, it wasn't like a, we need to do something different, we need to create a track that sounds, you know, that's we certainly didn't go into the studio being like, we need to make a song that's going to upset some of our fans. Not at all. We just really wanted to do something that we felt we haven't touched on before, or at least haven't gone full force with. You know, maybe we've touched on it in the past, and it's just our way of needing that outlet for that, you know, artistic experimentation part of our band. And I think maybe when people heard the song by itself, it was kind of a shocking moment, but when you listen to it with the rest of the album, I think it makes a little bit more sense. So it's just a need for us to really keep pushing the envelope as far as what we can do within our own limitations of the band, which I know exceed many other people's personal expectations for the band. And that's just who we are and what we've always done. So that's what we felt that was needed.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Chris Motionless with us. Pick up the new Motionless and White album, Graveyard Shift. It's out now. And the band recently announced more U.S. dates for the fall, so you can see them out on the road. Chris, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. It was great. I love speaking to you.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.